This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of October 18th, thank you, 2012. Convening 8:40 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 Pacific. Summary's Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangazo, Secretary. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron. Can you hear you, Ken? Ivan Alcine.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Ken Aaron is here.
Thank you. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Lydia Brezon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold. Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you, Revelyn. Campbell Johnson.
Here. I thought that was Heather Gray.
It was both of them.
Okay, thank you.
Allie Lexa. Can't hear you, Allie. Ifeo Wangazo. Laura Previs.
I'm here.
Summer Reed.
Present.
Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Thank you. LaVon Williams. Can't hear you, LaVon. John Gary.
Present.
Andy Gold. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Can't hear you, Summer.
I'm sorry. Here I am, Bill. Are you done calling roll?
I am.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you. All right, I'm going to find a quiet spot.
Could you bring it in for me, please?
Thank you. Sorry, folks. All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Well, actually, sorry, are there any excused absences? I didn't recall seeing any. Any requests for excused absence? And if not? Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Teresa. I would like to make a motion.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I move that we take the motion to rescind about the face-to-face and put it at the top of the agenda after any minutes approval.
Sir.
Hello, this is Ali on the call, just joining.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, was there a second to that motion, Teresa? I couldn't hear.
I seconded it. Campbell.
Campbell, thank you. I just need name. Thank you. All right. And you want to move that to where on the agenda, Teresa?
After any minute approval.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
Yes, I'll discuss it.
Who is that?
Campbell.
Okay, Campbell. And you know what? Frankly, I think on a Robert's Rules of Order basis, I'm not sure that's something can be brought back for rescission over and over again, frankly. But go ahead, Campbell, and I'll take a look at that. Go ahead.
Okay. The plain truth is that we don't have the money for this. I think it would be a gross violation of our fiduciary
duty. Point of order, question.
And so we should consider this question.
Ken to the SAC.
Teresa for the SAC.
Okay, hold on.
I'm Lydia to the SAC.
Okay, I heard Ken, I heard Teresa, and I heard Lydia. Did I miss someone?
George, I think.
Tracy and George.
Summer, did you hear me? I want to be on the staff for a different item on the
okay,
agenda.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Tracy. Sorry, a little hard to hear there. George?
Summer, I had a point of order.
Thank you, George, because I do believe this may be out of order to even discuss this restriction issue because it's been voted on twice. Go ahead, George.
That this is dilatory. It's been voted on twice. You can't just keep bringing up motions just because it doesn't go your own way.
And I have a point of order then.
That's a point of order on that.
Hold on. I think George is really correct because I've ruled that way on previous motions because Roberts does specifically say one cannot continue to bring the same subject back
Madam
up on the
Chair,
agenda.
Madam
go ahead.
Madam Chair, we're not actually discussing the rescission. We're just trying to get it moved up on the agenda so we can discuss it.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with trying to bring something up on the agenda.
It's been voted on before. Is it still on the agenda?
We have not voted on the rescission, Madam Chair. We voted on trying to move it up on the agenda.
Correct. Did we not?
And Madam Chair, and I can appreciate that other things are important. You know, because I voted one time against it because I thought other things were more important. Well, now I don't think there's anything more important than this, and I want it to come up on the agenda so we can vote on it.
Okay. I believe we have voted on the motion to rescind previously, yes?
No, we haven't.
Unless you can
cite when, we have not.
Okay. I do not have the minutes in front of me. If George, if you have something that shows a date that we voted on it, it seems to me we did vote on it. That's my recollection. I can't cite it, chapter and verse. I just can't. Maybe the secretary has. Yes.
I was arguing that making the motion to put it first on the agenda, which has been done twice before and was defeated twice before, that's dilatory.
I don't know that moving things around on the agenda. I thought we'd actually taken a vote on the motion to rescind. Perhaps we have not. Okay, folks, I'm not sure if moving it around constantly is dilatory. It may also be dilatory.
Okay, I guess actually put me on the stack for this. This is Tracy.
Okay. And I had Ken. I'm sorry, who is that?
Revelyn.
Hi, Revelyn. Would you like to be on stack also?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sure. All right, I believe I had Ken. Teresa, you did a point of order. Did you still wish to be on back? Teresa? George? Okay. All right, Ken, you're next.
I'll pass.
Okay. Teresa, you brought a point of information. Did you want to speak to moving the agenda item before I go to the next person?
She already did.
Okay, the next person, George. You were on stack also, and then I had Lydia and Tracy and Revlin.
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'll just repeat very briefly. I don't think it is wrong to ask that something be put to the top of the agenda. I don't think that's dilatory. We need to get to a vote on this, and I'm asking that it be brought to the front of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. George?
When it's done twice before and defeated twice before, it is dilatory to keep on bringing it up. I mean, any motion which keeps on being brought up, even after having been defeated twice before, it seems to me is clearly dilatory. It's clearly can we conduct business by bringing up motions time after time because it doesn't go our way?
Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, George. Next on the stack is Lydia.
Teresa noticed the motion a couple of meetings ago. It was put at the bottom a couple of weeks ago. It was put at the bottom of the agenda, so we lost the motion to move it up on an agenda. An agenda is fresh each time,
mm-hmm.
so you can rearrange its order anytime. If you have a majority vote for that meeting. We have never gotten to, we did not get to the motion because it's way at the bottom of the agenda. Even though
Thank you, Lydia.
In the I'm not sure, even though in the past it has been a practice to, when something is time sensitive, as this is, and when even the vote to move it up on the agenda was a very close call, it's not like you're getting two-thirds of the board, you know, going one way or the other. This is all by being passed by one vote.
Which way to
move? So I think that warrants moving this up on the agenda. The time sensitive nature of it.
Thank you, Lydia. All right, next person on stat is Tracy, then Revlon, then Carolyn. Go on, Tracy.
Okay, I just thought it would be good to get some Robert's Rules of Order. So here's a little bit of a parliamentarian explanation of what a dilatory motion is. A dilatory motion includes the following, and there's a couple of different definitions. The first is absurd in substance. The second is frivolous. The third is inconsistent with the organization's charters, bylaws, or procedural laws. The fourth is conflict with an adopted motion that hasn't been rescinded. And the last is present essentially the same question that has been defeated at an earlier meeting. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're in category five as this adjustment to the agenda. I mean, obviously, the motion to rescind is still on the agenda at some point, but the request to move it up has already failed twice. So, therefore, it is dilatory to continue trying to move it up at each and every single meeting because it's already been defeated. It has been the will of the body twice not to move it up. So I think maybe we're getting to the point where we have to respect what the will of the body is.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you. I'll let the last two people speak. Go ahead, Revlon and Callan.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, this is Marcel. I just wanted to say I've been here for a moment.
Oh, thank you, Marcel. Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, Revlon and Callan.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to add to what Lydia is saying and what I'm feeling is coming from Teresa also. That because this question is time sensitive and we have never really vetted it, the question itself, we've talked about where to put it on the agenda. It's like a ticking bomb at the bottom of the agenda. And one day we know that something has got to happen. And I think we're blindly putting it off and off and off. And it, you know, let's find out what we're going to do and dispose of it because so much, including money and effort, is hanging on it. And there's no reason to back into a face-to-face meeting. If we put it up on the agenda, we can deal with it and all know what we are doing. So that is why I am supporting moving it up on the agenda. Thank you.
Summer, it's Nia. Do you have me on the list, please?
I do not, but I'll take Carolyn and then Nia. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Can I be heard? This is George. Point of order.
Go ahead, George.
Hello?
George, go ahead.
Tracy just read Robert's Rules. It's clear this is a dilatory motion, but I'd like you to rule on it, Summer, whether it isn't or is or isn't, and then we can take a vote on your ruling.
Sure.
To be clear, it's the motion to move it up, which is dilatory. It's been defeated.
Not dilatory. Agenda changes. How could it be dilatory? Every week that the agenda changes, it is fresh because the agenda has changed. Some things have gone off and some things have gone on. So it's not the same thing in the same spot. So how is it dilatory? I mean, I can read Robert's Rules right here too, but
what is the conversation going on for us, Summer? It's you who has to make a statement here.
I understand. The issue is, like with a regular motion, but that the actual motion itself, yes, you definitely cannot keep bringing the motion back. Although I do recall going through this last year. If I may speak, please. I remember going through this exact same issue last year where there was every agenda approval, there was the continuous desire on the part of a member to move a particular agenda item up to the top of the agenda. And I did finally rule that it was enough. And
that we couldn't waste time at every meeting to move the thing to the top of the agenda. On the flip side of that, yes, the agenda has changed every week, and agenda approval is something we go through every week. It's been twice that we have voted on this, correct? So, okay, I'm going to rule that that moving, attempting to move it up a third time is dilatory. That'll be my rule. And perhaps whoever is playing the circus music could turn that off or mute your phone.
I move to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, this is Tracy, just with a reminder, another agenda point, and it's not a motion, so don't scream at me. I just want to say something about it.
Sure. Well, first, there's been a challenge to the ruling of the chair, so let's deal with that, and then we'll move on. Okay. So, there's been a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Let's take a vote. I support the ruling. Vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Madam Secretary, can you call in the roll, please? Madam Secretary? Bill, perhaps you could call the roll.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Madam Secretary. You were muted. Go ahead, please. So the ruling of the chair is that this is the third time that this particular item has been attempted to be moved up the agenda. I will rule that is dilatory, and it's been challenged. So if you support the ruling of the chair, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you. Kenny Allen?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame?
Yeah.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediaco?
I say no, Madam Chair. Madam Secretary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nia Bediaco?
No, Madam Secretary.
Wesley Bethune? Carden? Can't hear you, Carden?
I'm sorry, whose name are you calling?
Carolyn Burden
says yes. Thank you. I'm voting yes.
Lydia Bruzon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Thank you, Kathy. Redlyn Gohl? Can't hear you, Redlyn. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Are we voting on moving the item on the agenda?
No. We're voting on the ruling of the chair.
Oh, to the chair ruled that it should not be moved?
Exactly. In essence. So if you support the chair, it's yes.
No.
If you don't, then it's no.
No.
Alexa,
can you hear me? This is Revelyn.
How do you vote?
No, I do not support the chair.
Very well. Alexa?
Yes.
Christina Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
No. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I'm going to pass.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, Alex Steinberg, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Motion, chair is willing as upheld.
Okay, I move to adopt the agenda as it stands.
Thank you, George.
Again, this is Tracy.
Go ahead. You said you had an agenda point. Go ahead.
It's okay, and I'm not blocking what George is doing at all. I just want
to... Why don't we deal with approving it then, okay, if that's all right? Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
All right, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy. Tracy, go ahead.
Okay. Just kind of want to state for the record that I had asked this body to... the discussion of the injunction against the election out of closed session. My understanding is that the corporate counsel vetoed that, and correct me if I'm wrong. That's okay. I just want to make the statement that there are some things that I think need to be said about the situation in open session. And I would like to make a formal request of the chair that I be able to make a brief statement before we go into closed session, as I will not be attending the closed session on the recall. And there are some things that I would like to say to the board and on the stream. So if you would grant that, I would really appreciate it. That's all.
If you wish to speak in open session regarding the recall, correct?
Yes.
All right. Okay, just acknowledging the fact that I may have to cut something off in mid-sentence if I feel it's going over the line if something can be said in open session, okay? And I do not have a problem, but it takes some management of the time to make sure that we allocate. Is 5 minutes sufficient?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. All right, I will do that shortly before we go into closed session. Don't have a problem with that. I've allowed the same latitude to many people to speak, so I see no difference here. Okay, thank you, Tracy. With that being done, is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yes.
All right. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please? We're past time, as usual. If you can...
If you call my name, I said yes, approve the agenda.
Thank you.
This is Ken.
Ivan Alcine. Can
yes.
you? Thank you.
Yes.
Teresa Allen. Can hear you, Teresa.
Sorry, before you continue, Madam Secretary, I can hear typing on the line. Could everyone who is not being called please mute their phone? Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. I'm sorry.
Teresa Allen. Can hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediaco.
No. This is for approval of agenda?
Yes.
No.
Wesley Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Yes, of course.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Revelyn Gull. Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Allie Lexus.
Yes.
Ifea Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus.
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
Eight no's. Ten yeses, eight no's.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Agenda is approved. We have two sets of open session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Please do the each set of minutes separately in case there's a controversy regarding one. Is there a motion to approve the first set of minutes? Don has a very choppy phone line. Again, I reiterate, if you are not presently speaking, please press #1 so the rest of us can hear. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the October 4th minutes, please?
I so move.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Was that George?
It was
Andrea.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. I got you after. You're the second, okay? Is there any objection to approval of the October 4th minute?
I'll abstain.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Aaron? And here you can. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
This is to approve the minutes, Madam Secretary?
Yes. Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burton?
Abstain.
Lydia Brazan.
Abstain.
Will Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold.
No.
Heather Gray. Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Allie Alexa.
Abstain.
Athea, this is Heather. I vote yes.
Thank you. Athea votes yes. Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's see. Laura Priebus, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Laura. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yes. And 1, 2, 2 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. 11, 2, and 4.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Is there a motion to approve the October 11th minutes, please?
So moved.
Thank you. That was George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Afia. Is there any objection?
I'll abstain.
Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Ken Aaron. Can't hear you, Ken. Ivan Alsame. Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
No.
Thank you. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burton?
Abstain.
Leah Berzon?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Revlon Gull?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Allie Alexa?
Abstain.
Afia votes yes.
Afia, I'm sorry. I'm saying yes. I'm sorry. It's not coming through.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ivan Altame?
Yes.
Thank you. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1 no. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions. 10, 1, 7
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Minutes are approved. Very good. Okay, we have Chair's report and IED's report and CFO's report. CFO is not planning to join us this evening. The vast majority of what I need to report in any detail, I'll have to report in closed session. However, I can tell you what I've been doing. I am currently in Washington, D.C. I came into New York on Sunday night. I have met in contractual meetings, union negotiations, and a variety of other things in New York. I am in D.C. So in union negotiations, various things to do with the proposed move of WPFW. I'll come back to New York to finish up business there. Then I'll be headed back to Los Angeles for more union negotiations and then back up to Berkeley. And I'll be happy to elaborate on specifically what I'm doing in closed session and what's been accomplished so far. Overall, I'm extremely pleased with what's been going on this trip and the progress that I've made on various issues. All the notices regarding the bylaws amendments have come out to all managers. I have gotten confirmation from some of them that they are playing such notices. I need to continue to follow up with them to make sure that they are, in fact, all playing those notices. the payroll situation continues to be in a complete state of free fall and meltdown. I will elaborate further on that in closed session as well, because there's very little I can say about the vast majority of all these subjects in open session, quite frankly. Ballots, everything's moving along with the elections, are proceeding apace. I have written an insert letter with the collaboration of the election supervisor that is going out with ballots, requesting donations, as well as telling people how the process works. And I'll take any questions, although probably, again, the vast majority of what I can actually fill the board in on is to specifics as to what has occurred so far and what is occurring, I will have to do in closed session. So if there's something that's appropriate to ask in open session, feel free to ask it. Otherwise, I'll take a little more time in closed session to fill everyone in.
Can you get a timekeeper?
Yeah, please. Please keep it to like 60 seconds per person so we can get through this agenda and get to the next agenda, get something done. Thank you. Go ahead. Afia. Thank you, Bill, by the way. And go ahead, Afia.
It's Nia, not Afia.
I'm sorry, Nia. I'm sorry. You know, it's because the ends of your names have the same syllable sound. Sorry. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. Well, what about the programming survey that was supposed to accompany that?
The programming what?
The programming survey.
That has come back from Ursula and is in the hands of Cherry. That should be going out as well with the ballot.
Can that be circulated to the PND and the Elections Committee before sending it out?
Certainly, although I'm not sure if that bird has flown. I was up against my own deadline in terms of producing and editing a letter that would also make a request to defray costs, et cetera. I do not believe it has yet gone to the printer, but it may have gone to the printer. So I will inquire of Mr. Barishas, and I'll be happy to forward it on to the PNB. All right. So if it has not already, if the answer is yes, Nia. Okay. So certainly, I will. I'll go ahead.
Okay.
And
my second question is, I guess you were thinking about this when. Well, you mentioned going back and forth. I just want to make sure that our travel expense line doesn't take too much of a beating. Is there any reason?
Well, I'm not going to say anything about what may have occurred in the past, but, you know, I'm not costing the foundation a dime on staying anymore. I'm staying at people's houses. And I'm back and forth. I'm taking a train between D.C. and New York. I'm extremely cognizant of not wasting money in that fashion. I have negotiations scheduled at three stations in a row. So the only reason I came down to D.C. before going back to New York, and quite frankly, and whomever is doing dishes, could you please mute your phone? Thank you. Anyway, I don't believe in flying to the East Coast to accomplish one thing or two things or three things. I packed a very tight schedule based on the stuff that needs to get done out here. I spent 3 days in New York. Unions only meet during the week, so that's why I came down to D.C. And originally I wasn't sure if the additional 2 days would be needed in D.C. or New York. And based on the business that needs to be handled, I determined that they were more needed in New York. And so it is one plane trip to the East Coast and one plane trip back out to the West Coast, with a train ride in between D.C. and New York. So I don't really know how I can make the travel any cheaper than that. I'm certainly not jetting all over nor going to other places unrelated to the business that I'm conducting out here, okay? And union negotiations are already scheduled for Los Angeles for the day after I come back from New York. So essentially I fly home at night and I get up in the morning and I go to union negotiations in Los Angeles. And then I go back up to Berkeley to resolve the ongoing issues at home office. So, but I'm very cognizant of that, Nia. That's why I packed such a tight schedule and I'm working day and night while I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you. Anywhere else? Okay. Thank you. And I'm happy to answer.
I have a question. Well, I've been away from my computer. I wanted to know if you had done a written report.
I have not, because I'm working 16 hours a day. I'm getting 4 hours sleep. I'm having to email general managers at 3 a.m., and frankly, I can't even eat well based on what's going on. So, no, I haven't written a written report. I'm simply doing my job. But I will be happy to give a written report when I'm done as to the things I've accomplished while I've been on this trip.
Would you then copy the PNB, the other reports, including those of the general manager, so that we are abreast in real time?
I'm not doing written reports to the general managers either right now. I'm conducting business and meeting with people from morning through evening. When I am done with the trip, I will write a written report of what's been accomplished on the trip, and I will certainly make sure the PNB has it.
My understanding was that you were sending emails to general managers?
Certainly. I'm not going to copy the PNB on every email to my employees, but I will give a written report as to what I'm done. Quite frankly, with absolutely no support, no help, and no pay, I am not able to produce everything and do this job. It is a 16-hour-a-day job. I am averaging 4 hours sleep a night. When I'm done conducting the business on the East Coast that I'm here for, I will write a written report as to what I accomplished, and I will see to it that the board gets that. Is there anything else? Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Ken. I just had a question. In open session, is there anything you could say about property leases or long-term contracts, if it's appropriate for open session?
Unfortunately, probably not. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to report, and I know the public has an interest in some of these things, but I think the vast majority of these things I have to give detail in closed session. Everything from contracts to leases to union negotiations, I believe I need to report in closed session.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Summer, is this your hat as the IED or your hat as the chair at this moment?
Oh, it's the hat as IED. Let's face it, as chair right at the moment, other than making sure that people get those notices out and running the meeting, I don't think I have a lot to report, and I'm not on the trip as chair. Obviously, I'm on the trip as IED, and that is, at the moment, what I am engaged in, and the problems back at the office also, of course, fall under the purview of being IED.
Something came up on the governance committee last night, and I want to report it to you in public session.
Sure.
We have a crunch to approve these bylaws, which has to be done after December 11th, and at the same time, we have to, by the bylaws also, we have to seat a new LSB. Hopefully, the first seating, approving the bylaws would come first, and seating the LSB, I think, can't happen until the 15th. So there's a few days in there where LSBs can meet, or rather delegates' assemblies can meet to approve the bylaws. And the request was that you alert the LSB chairs that this is coming down the pike and that they should plan on setting these meetings up in December so that it can all get done.
Okay, George, and you actually raise a very important issue, which has been brought to my attention by actually multiple people, which is the fact that the elections, since they were started 2 months late, that essentially were crunching to finish them on time at the end when they started way behind schedule at the front end. And I was actually requested by an LSB chair to bring it to the board, so I'm glad you raised this issue, George. There seems to be tremendous discontentment in having to meet during the last 2 weeks of December. Of course, I think the laws are horrible in that regard in general that we do this meeting in December, but I didn't write them. The board addressed the issue as to whether or not the new board, the December, the entire process started 2 months late. And I was asked, is there some reason we can't seat people in January and then have the, and I know we did something along those lines 2 or 3 years ago, but it also created quite a flap. So, not that I want to get too digressed on this, but is there any desire to discuss that subject? It was asked of me. It is not a decision that I can make in my capacity as chair or IED to simply say, oh, sure, no problem. We'll seat boards later. That's not my power. Does anyone wish to even consider such an item? I mean, it is a legitimate issue that the elections process started 2 months late, whether or not that backs things up back end or not. A different issue.
Can I speak on this?
Yeah, please, Alex.
Carolyn, I'll start, please.
Bill.
Alex, Carolyn,
okay.
And Bill. I don't want to get too fast,
okay.
But I'll
and Lydia to the sec.
Just a second. Before I go to the sec, George, whatever we decide here, yes, I will promptly notify the chairs to prepare for whatever occurs next, okay? Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I have a suggestion that perhaps might resolve this. Instead of trying to organize two different meetings in December, well, they have to be two different meetings, but they could be on the same evening. And insofar as those who vote on the bylaws are not actually technically the members of the LSB, but the delegates, and that is actually a separate body, that body could meet, could be even on the same evening prior to the seating of the new local station board. So it might be doable if people accept that as a solution. Otherwise, you'd have to schedule two separate meetings in December with very little time in between, and it's going to be logistically very difficult.
Thank you. Well, and at least in my experience at our local board, we typically do have a meeting that is an LSB meeting, and then we break and have a delegates meeting when this happens. So,
well, what you could do is you could have the delegates meeting of the old delegates. Some of them may no longer be on the new LSB, but they'd have to be the ones who vote on the bylaws. And then and then after that's completed, then you can see the new delegates for the new LSB.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Carolyn, you're next on stack. Carolyn? Can you hear me? Because we can't hear you. Perhaps you're on mute. I'll go to the next person and come back. Bill?
Oh, thank you. Just briefly, you know, I'm open to shifting things around if necessary, but I think they should get PMB approval because the bylaws do specify the timeline. I think it makes sense to have meetings on two separate days in December with the existing delegates to vote on the bylaws because they're really the only ones familiar with how it's working, and then the newly elected delegates as the LSB to vote on officers and whatever else they need to do. And if they don't do it in late December, if they want to shift into January, perhaps we could do it with approval of the PNB, but they're probably going to have two other meetings in January anyway. It takes generally a whole meeting to elect directors to the PNB, and that needs to be done in early January if we're going to have the annual meeting, in-person meeting in late January so that they can make travel plans and everything else. And then they'll need to have the regular LSB meeting in January to take care of any other business. And since they might not have had much else other time in December, it's kind of bad to push that off in February. They should be electing LSB members to national committees and everything else. So there's an awful lot of other meetings they're going to have to be doing. So they'd be really bunched up in January if they pushed the LSB meeting off till then.
Thank you. And all we really have to do is seat the delegates at the first meeting, right? So I don't know. Okay, next is
elect officers.
Right. There we go. Thank you. I'm very tired. Thank you. I knew there was something that was going to be time-consuming. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I think that, you know, we don't want to engage in continuing breaches. We don't know what's going to come of the many things that we've postponed vis-a-vis the bylaws this year. So we don't want to make that a compounded infraction, for one thing. I hate it at the holidays for sure, like everyone else. But I think unless there are compelling reasons, they don't deliver the votes in time, they don't have meet the quorum, or some other situation comes up, I think we should do everything in our power to schedule these meetings, right after the votes are counted, to the best of our ability. And it's up to the LSP, not to the PMB, as to when to schedule, and if they choose to schedule an additional meeting for the bylaws amendments, which is why I voted no to move that date. Yeah, that's it. So I don't think that we should play with this, because you're talking about extending terms, and that is not only in violation of the bylaws, but in violation of California Corp, and that's when you get into some serious issues.
Carolyn, back on the call, please. My apologies for dropping the call.
Not a problem. Go ahead, Carolyn. You're next. Thank you, Lydia.
I just wanted to suggest that maybe this isn't something we need to settle tonight. You brought it up. This is the next meeting. Is that possible?
Well, I think the thing that George is asking me to do, and I'm cognizant of what George is asking, is just notify the LSB chair so they have some warning in order to schedule things. I think we're going to reach consensus here. I think I will.
Ken, to the stack.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. I'm not sure whether to wait or not until the next call, since we are meeting, it seems, weekly. I don't know. Go ahead, Ken.
I concur with George's motion. We already have delegates in place, and with Lydia's statement that there might be potentially a confusion on who the next seated members are. So, but I would move to postpone this to next week so Alex could thrash out his motion and give dates to it and coordinate it well. I don't think we're going to do this in a conference call.
Okay.
So I say move consideration of this issue to next session.
Okay, so we have two people. You'd be her, you'd be Carolyn's second, okay? That's how I'm going to look at that. George, I can still notify the Spares that they need to be thinking about two dates in December, okay, and that we will get back to them after a little more consideration next week. Will that satisfy the Governance Committee at least now to give the heads up the chairs and the scheduling?
Yes.
And then we're going to revisit the issue? Okay. Thank you. All right. Summer, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I didn't know whether my comment when I said I would leave it up to the LSCs, that's exactly what I meant. My position was just for you to notify the, to remind the LSCs about the time constraints, not to have a motion from the PMB directing the LSCs, just to be clear about my comment.
Point of order, we have a motion on the floor to postpone this till next meeting.
And we're at time.
Okay, so is there any objection to postponing further discussion of this issue until next meeting? And maybe there isn't. Okay, very good. So in the meantime, I will notify the chairs to have a heads up at the probability of two meetings in December to accomplish these things, and then we can have further discussion on the next meeting. Is that a satisfactory to the group? Okay.
Summer, I really don't think two meetings are necessary, but...
Well, I'm not telling them that you have to schedule two meetings. I'm telling them that that is at least a possibility, probability, or something of which they should be aware, and that we're going to go ahead and have further discussion at the PFB level at our next meeting, okay?
Okay.
Summer, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia, go ahead.
This just came to me now. Would you be willing to ask Andy, the attorney's on the call, to ask if there's any risk if the old members who are terming out or whatever, not running, if they don't meet at all in December, would that still be a violation of the bylaws? Because you're not meeting, the new board to be in January? Because if they don't meet, it's just a question.
Well, the issue is they have to meet in order to vote on the bylaws amendments, correct?
No. I'm saying the old board would still meet in December, whatever date that is, but then the old folks, you know, cannot meet after that. Would that be a violation and just have the new board still? That's my question.
Okay, if I might prevail upon you to send me the question in writing so that I can simply forward it to Andy. I don't have a secretary. I am working really too hard doing the job of being IED to also write the questions down to send to the lawyer. I appreciate it if possible.
To the entire PNB, no problem.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really do appreciate it. It will facilitate its quicker transmissal to the lawyer, okay? And just to be clear, the lawyer, our attorney, general counsel, is never on open session. I don't believe in burning lawyer bills that way. So I'm never going to have him on open session unless it is indicated by something on the agenda that we will meet him in open session or it has been specifically requested of me. So just so the entire group is aware, that's a standing policy of mine. Andy is not on open session. We are not going to pay to have an attorney sit on open session just to listen to us talk through the agenda.
I didn't ask you to do that. Why? Would you be willing to ask him?
This is Ken. I call the agenda.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, next on the agenda is committee and task force reports. Finance Committee report, Tracy Rosenberg, NFCB conference report. That's what's on the agenda. Tracy, do you wish to take the floor?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, I thought we were bogged down in that other stuff for a while. So I have to agenda. Give me a second. But I think I can talk about the first motion that's on the floor, which was passed by the Finance Committee quite a while ago. Basically, it was simply in response to the previous NFC conference. We felt that in going over the allocations for each station, they were fairly significant for a number of people to travel to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference each year. Last year it was in Texas. We spent a substantial amount of money between all five stations and the national office, and we felt that it would be appropriate to have the executive sort of gather some sort of written report back or summary of exactly what people's experiences were, what they got out of the conference, what they did while they were there, and that this would sort of provide some information to assess if this was a good use of money or a bad use of money, and it would also just provide a little bit of documentation about our engagement with NFCB and what the value is, so we wouldn't lose the information from year to year, especially after staff turnover, which is what happens. So I'm pulling out the agenda, but I think that the wording of the motion is basically that the executive director would...
I can read it to you. It's very straightforward. The attendees at the NFCB conference will submit written reports to...
And the pays to attend will submit written reports to the ED, and the ED shall make a brief presentation to the PNB as to what took place and what was gained after each annual NFCB conference. So that's all, and I believe it passed the committee unanimously, and I'm hoping it will do the same on the PNB.
If I may make one modification or request as the IED, that motion was passed before I was in this position. I have not attended the NFCB conferences. I am happy to request such written reports from those who were in attendance. I'm not sure how valuable a presentation on my behalf and not having attended the conference would be. But
Summer, the motion is not retroactive. It would apply to the next NFCB in 2013. It's not meant to be retroactive.
That I'm happy for. I'm also happy to gather reports and forward them to the board, which I think is a good, I mean, I think that would be helpful. It would be good to know what people gain from the experience.
Point of information.
Campbell?
Yes. I made a motion, and my point was that we had a large number of people at the one that was just convened, and certainly I can understand that it would be, you know, impossible for you to do that, but you could certainly assemble and forward the reports that were provided to you.
Yes, that's what I was getting at, Campbell, actually, that I would be happy to ask for and request those reports, and hopefully they will be produced by management, gather them together, and then forward those reports onto the PNB. Yes, that's exactly what I was getting at.
Right, so it wouldn't be for next year's. I mean, maybe for next year's. It'd be
well, it sounds like it would be a policy issue.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Lydia to the stack.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So my question is, how much did we spend? And how much are you proposing for this for next year?
I don't think
point of order, we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
You can't start talking about other items.
Is the motion.
No, that isn't the motion. It's saying to get reports. My interpretation of the motion was that it meant from the previous NFCB meeting, but it's just a policy motion in terms of the expectation of getting reportage back for an event that clearly does cost us money. We don't have those numbers. I certainly don't have them in front of me. Each station pays individually, you know, to send people to these things. We could certainly, as a separate motion, you could request that information. I don't think this motion does prompt us whether or not.
It's just that Tracy said...
Well, Ken to the stack.
Hold on. Please let me finish. It doesn't contemplate in this motion whether or not people will go to the NFCB next year or not, nor does it list an amount of money. So I think...
I thought this motion was not retroactive. It was for next year. Didn't she just say that?
No, it's saying that about the reporting. It's saying it doesn't have a component part as to whether... It doesn't say whether it's retroactive or for next year. If you just read the words of the motion... It could be either one, frankly, but it doesn't contemplate whether or not there's a decision to send people next year or a cost-benefit analysis on that. Okay, so I think we should handle those as separate issues, probably.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, I had Ken. Ken first, and Teresa.
Okay, this is Ken. I call the question.
Okay, question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question? All right.
May I give a point of information?
Of course, Teresa.
Actually, I don't know what this is. I just want you to know that I attended and I contacted at least one person from each of our stations about what I learned at the NFCB, and I'm still trying to get some action. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Teresa. So reports are good. All right. Motion's been called. Is there any objection to this motion?
Maybe there isn't.
Oh, my God. Is that without objection? Excellent. Thank you all.
always a pleasure.